Hey, it's Dave. So we've got Tesla's Q1 earnings coming up on Wednesday, April 20th. And in this video, I'm going to give a first look or a preview into what I think Q1 earnings has in store. And also, we have some news that Tesla's Shanghai factory has restarted production. So let's take a look at this. Bloomberg had a couple articles today kind of detailing some of the story of Tesla's Shanghai factory. So they're saying first that 8,000 workers are back at the Shanghai factory. This is roughly half of their total workforce. It'll take about 3 to 4 days to ramp production. Prior to the pandemic-induced halt on March 28th, Tesla workers in Shanghai were working 3 shifts covering 24 hours, 7 days a week. Factory staff would work 4 days on and then have 2 days off. Now they're being asked to work 12 hours a day, 6 days straight with 1 day off. And then also they're saying Tesla has inventory for about 1 to 2 weeks based on its new closed loop schedule. Workers are required to stay at the factory with a sleeping bag and mattress. They have catering and food, etc. And it's a closed loop system. So basically all the workers are staying at the factory for the time being. The government is also helping to coordinate with over 100 suppliers to get supply chains flowing again. So this is the crucial challenge. They need to get the supply chain up and running, all of the parts. So every single one of, you know, Tesla's suppliers locally need to be in step at the same rate in order for production to get back up and running quickly. All right, let's take a look at Q1 earnings right now. This is always an exciting time, kind of anticipating earnings. This earnings will be released as a shareholder letter after market close on April 20th. Elon Musk likely will not be on the earnings call. And I think we're going to see some details or hear some details on the impact of the Shanghai shutdown and the restarting of the production. How is it going to impact numbers, right? Deliveries, revenue, et cetera, gross margins, all that. Also, we're likely going to hear a lot of details on Berlin and Austin ramps, the 4680 production status, full self-driving beta, the take rate, et cetera. All right, so let's go ahead and take a look at Q1 earnings estimates. So we know that Tesla delivered 310,000 cars, right, in Q1. This is a bit of an increase from Q4 2021. So automotive revenues will be about $16.1 billion. Now, I'm kind of lowballing this a bit, kind of giving the same ASP as Q4. However, there's a wild card, and that is Tesla has been prioritizing delivery for those who have selected, right, to pay for the one-time FSD option. So this could actually increase revenue significantly. I'm kind of just sticking with 16.1, but I wouldn't be surprised if this is actually, you know, 16.5 or even higher. Regulatory credits, I just don't have much clarity or insight in this. I'm kind of giving it similar as last quarter, a little bit lower. Automotive gross profit slightly higher just because, you know, they sold more cars. Automotive gross margin, relatively the same as last quarter. It could be higher, especially if they had more FSD. Option revenue. All right, total revenues is slightly higher, gross profit is slightly higher, and you have a total GAAP gross margin. I'm putting it basically similar as last quarter. Operating expenses. So we had last quarter in Q4 over $550 million of one-time Elon Musk related expenses relating to his CEO compensation plan, also related to his exercising of stock options. So we probably won't see, you know, that charge again, obviously. So this will drop operating expenses significantly. I'm expecting $1.8 billion or so. Operating profit leaves us at $3.1 billion or 3.178. This gives operating margin of 17.4%. Again, what would be amazing is, yeah, if, you know, we had more revenue, right, this line up here, because let's say FSD beta option, revenue, and then let's say this just flowed through, and let's say we had 18% operating margin, that would be a killer kind of, you know, surprise, and it would make my day for sure. Next, we have net income at $2.6 billion for GAAP. Net income non-GAAP, I have it at $3.15 billion. EPS diluted for GAAP is $2.32, and non-GAAP, this is the number most people are going to be looking at, is $2.81. And then we have adjusted EBITDA coming in at about $4 billion. All right, so let's take a look at the trajectory of what this quarter means in the bigger picture of the last four quarters. So we have deliveries trending up, and everything, you know, starts with deliveries for Tesla, because once you have deliveries, then it goes into revenue, and the higher the higher revenue that Tesla has, they get better margins. And this just flows into gross profit, and then they just need to cover their operating expenses here. So if you notice, operating expenses have been relatively, you know, consistent. We had this big bump, especially with one-time charges. We've had a GAAP gross margin trending up here. An operating profit or margin. This is kind of the big story of 2021 and leading into 2022 is you started out with basically 5.7%, right, operating margin. So this is basically how much income, right, you're making divided by your total revenue for that quarter. So that's 5.7%, but this is trended up to 11%, basically 15%. And this quarter, Q1, is likely going to be a record quarter. There's possibility that this could actually shock some analysts or some, you know, big investors who will start to see how profitable Tesla really is and what their future could hold. All right. So yeah, net income gap has significantly trended up. Same thing with non-gap. And then one of the big numbers I track a lot is adjusted EBITDA, similar to cash flow here, but we have this going from less than $2 billion right at the beginning of last year, ending last year at $4 billion. And let's look at actually what this might look like for 2022 for the next four quarters. So obviously, we have Q2 is going to be, I want to say slightly disappointing, but it's going to trend down because we had this loss of production from Shanghai, which would be quite significant. So you're going to see numbers slightly trend down. I went over this in a previous video. I don't think it's going to be the biggest deal. I think people are expecting it. They know what's happened, and it doesn't change the outlook for the quarters, let's say Q3 or Q4 or even 2023. And because of that, I think, investors will understand this kind of one-off kind of quarter in Q2. Q3 and Q4, we're looking to see a big rebound in deliveries, hopefully 400,000 and more, reaching hopefully, you know, above a 1.4 million delivery total. Some of the big numbers for 2022 is I'm expecting, hoping we're going to see operating margin to continue to trend up in Q3 and Q4, hopefully hitting close to 20%. A lot of analysts don't have 20% in their expectations for at least a few years, right? So this is going to be substantial. And then, you're going to have a drop in adjusted EBITDA, but then hopefully it's going to pick up toward the end of the year as well. So, you know, 2022, the second half is looking fantastic. Tesla needs to get through this Q2 and get production up and running in Shanghai, and cross their fingers that everything will go well. All right, some final kind of tidbits with Q1 earnings. So first off, there's always possible tailwinds with FSD option revenue, right? So as people have a higher take rate, Tesla's been prioritizing deliveries, we could see some unexpected or actually higher than expected revenue, which would drop down all the way to their net profit. There's also possible one-time expenses. Who knows? It could be some supply chain related expenses, some expedite fees, etc. But I think this is actually less likely than Q4 or last quarter. Also, I think it's highly likely that we're going to see record operating margin and record non-GAAP net income, as well as other figures. And I expect management on the earnings call to be laser focused on execution growth and ramping their new factories. I'm expecting a lot from this quarter. Q1 earnings, I'm looking forward to it. I'll go ahead and see a lot of you guys in the live stream. Also share my thoughts kind of after the earnings call to see if there's anything we can learn, some insights, right, into the company, into its trajectory, into its growth. All right, take care. We'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.